All right, so taking a look at the Detroit Tigers as they get ready to start the second half in quotation marks. They only have 64 games left in the season, so it's not half a season. It's less than half a season. But post-All-Star break, looking at the landscape of baseball right now, the Tigers are obviously the best record in baseball and certainly the best record in the American League at 59-38. Next in the American League is Houston with a 56-40 record. And then it's Toronto with a 55-41 record. Now, it's interesting because I don't think anybody thought Toronto was going to be here at this point. In fact, it wasn't that long ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, that people would call up to the show and saying the Tigers have to go get Bo Bichette, have him play shortstop, have him play third base, whatever, go get Bo Bichette. And we said at the time, and Doug was more vociferous about this than I was, but Doug kept saying, all right, look, you know, Toronto isn't that far out of the race right now. And at this point, you know, you're not going to see teams making trades in like the middle of May or the end of May, early June. It's just not going to happen. And he was right. And look what happened. Toronto went on a heater. In fact, just even in the last 10 games, they're 7-3 in the last 10 games. And now they find themselves 14 games above 500. Not only that, but they're two games in front of the Yankees for the lead in the American League East. Boston was another team. They traded Devers, and everybody thought Boston's done. They're out of it, and the Devers is gone, and Bregman got hurt. And, well, don't look now, but the Red Sox whipped off 10 in a row, and now they're 53-45, and they're only three games behind the Blue Jays for the American League East, and they are also firmly entrenched in the wild card right now. If the playoffs started today, the Red Sox, Yankees, and Toronto Blue Jays would all be in. So that's interesting. You look in the American League Central and in the Tigers' own division, when things started off after the first month, four of the five teams were above 500. And you know, we're going like, okay, people want to make fun of the American League Central. Look what's going on. All these teams are better than 500, and they're not just beating up on the White Sox. These are good teams. Well, fast forward a couple more months, and now it's the Tigers as the only team above 500 in the division. Minnesota is 6-4 in the last 10 games. Kansas City is 7-3 the last 10 games. And Cleveland 6-4 in the last 10 games. All three of those teams above 500 during the last 10, but all three are still below 500 on the season. And we're waiting to see if those teams are going to end up being sellers or not at the trade deadline. Minnesota and Cleveland in particular have bullpen arms that every team in baseball would want to get. Now, would those teams want to trade with the Detroit Tigers within the division? Probably not. Although I would be in talks with the Tigers because the Tigers have a bunch of prospects, and if that's what you're going to get in return, you want the best prospect you can get, and who cares where you get it from? If you're going to lose your player, get the best thing you can in return. And then in the American League West, you've got a two-horse race there right now with Houston and Seattle. Both teams are above 500, and we know what Seattle just did to the Tigers, and they swept the Tigers here at Comerica Park. It was ugly. You had the return of Rodriguez coming back to form, being a home run power. We saw what Cal Raleigh can do up close and personal, and their pitching staff is pretty good. The Tigers will travel to take on the Texas Rangers this weekend, and we'll see. But out of those teams, you know, I think they have legitimate contenders here. I think the Tigers are obviously a legitimate contender to win the American League, and I think they are the best team in the American League right now. But you have to keep in mind that in the next 2 weeks, all these teams in contention are going to try to improve themselves. And where can they improve themselves? Some of these teams have big holes in their lineup that they can try to fill. The Tigers don't really have a big hole in their lineup that they can try to fill. Now, they can. We've talked about adding Eugenio Suarez, the third baseman from Arizona, former Tiger for that matter, and he's got a big pop in the bat, 29 home runs going into the break, but they don't really have a screaming need in their lineup to add that bat, and once you do, if you were to add that bat, then you're shuffling everyone around, and you have to ask yourself, have you just made yourself weaker in the field because what you're going to add with a bat to the lineup? And maybe it outweighs it. Maybe you still say, I don't care. I want that power. And okay, fair enough. Go ahead and do it. And I trust what Scott Harris and AJ Hinch and the rest of the staff are going to do. But I don't think it's a big priority as much as that might be for another team, which is the scary part. Because if the Yankees want to go ahead and add a big bat, and let's say they add Suarez into that small ballpark, then they just added significantly to the lineup, and now they become even more formidable. So even though it's not a Tiger need, it could be a need for another team and make them better. That's what scares me about the next 2 weeks, is where these other teams can improve where the Tigers don't necessarily have to improve. And I know some people are like, well, that's why you have to go ahead and sign a guy like Suarez to prevent him from going somewhere else. Well, that's a dangerous game to play, again, because it may weaken your team in other ways that you didn't necessarily see. Now, it could also work out. It could fit wonderfully. And there are some Tigers that definitely have to step up their game in this second part of the season in order to ensure that the Tigers do have this long run in them in the postseason. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The power rankings that are out, these are from MLB.com. And it says that, you know, there's only 64 to 67 games remaining at this point for the teams. It's perhaps worthwhile to take at least a look back at the first half for each team. Thus, in today's power rankings, we'll look at one thing that went right for every team before the All-Star break. Long story short here, the Tigers are number one, and they were previously number one in the power rankings. Here's what it says about the Tigers. How long has it been since it was this much fun to be a Tiger fan? Since 2006, 1984, 1968, almost everything the Tigers have been hoping would happen has come to fruition. And then some. Spencer Torkelson is mashing. Zach McKinstry and offseason pickup Gleyber Torres emerged as all-stars, as did the rebounding Javier Baez. Riley Green's playing like an MVP, and Derek Skubal is pitching like an MVP. The fans have reaped the rewards. Why stop now? So it's kind of effusive in the praise for the Tigers. I'll help to answer the question, how long has it been since we were this much excited to be a Tiger fan? It's no. 2006, yeah, that was great. They went to the World Series, but nobody saw it. Nobody saw that one coming. Kind of like this team, how good they're playing. I'll grant that. However, you know, for 10 years, this team was ultra competitive and did play for another All-Star back in 2012. World Series, I should say. And they had some good teams after that as well. 2014 team was pretty good. So I think we've been excited. But I'll grant you this. It's been at least 10 years since Tiger fans were this excited about the team. You can go back to last year. Once they made the postseason, we were excited about it. But I think that we all felt we were playing with house money at that point. But this year, because they're picked up where they left off, it's a different feel and different expectation altogether. The other article from MLB.com talked about the key player in the second half for the Detroit Tigers. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Who do you think is the key player for the Tigers in the second half of this season? We kind of touched on this a couple days ago, and Stoney and I each had a different idea. You know, the more I think about it, I still think we're both right in our own ways. There's no real wrong answer on this, but I'm curious what the fans think of this. Who is the key player in the second half for the Detroit Tigers? And add to that the question about the American League. Which team do you think will present the biggest challenge to the Tigers in getting to the World Series? Which team in the American League do you think that is? Is it Toronto? Is it the Yankees? Will it be Seattle or Houston? Is it Boston? Who do you think, or is someone going to creep up from the Central Division that we previously thought was dead? Is someone going to challenge for there? I don't think anybody in the Central is going to challenge for this team, but you can make a case for whomever you like. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. If you want to stream the show with video, you can do so. Log on to Twitch at twitch.tv and search for 97 The Ticket. You can see me in studio. I'm not being narcissistic. I'm just literally the only one in the studio right now because Doug is out and King is, you know, half a mile to the south. Also we have, the ability to watch it on youtube.com. Again, do the same thing. Search for 97 The Ticket. You can stream the show live with video. If you just need to stream the show with audio, download the Odyssey app. That's Odyssey, A-U-D, ACY, the Odyssey app, and you can take us wherever you go in this great country of ours, whether you're in Bakersfield, California, or Boise, Idaho, or Montpelier up on the east side, the east coast, not the east side. Wherever you're at, you can listen to 97.1 The Ticket if you download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We'll get to your Tiger calls and your texts as we continue here on 97.1 The Ticket.